Simon & Schuster Audio Works presents The Web of the Romulans by M.S. Murdoch. This program is read by George Takei with Leonard Nimoy as the voice of Spock.
And so, Star, selected. It is the chance of a lifetime, continued the Romulan praetor. If you serve the Empire well, it will serve you. The risks are high, but the rewards are great. Go with the praetor's blessing. The high and mighty words could not disguise the truth. Stallone knew he was an ache in the praetor's side, and now he had graciously been granted the opportunity to die. Surrounded on all sides by treachery and deceit, spied upon and used, he was tired of it all. Even if the Empire survived, he was leading his crew into certain destruction. They would die, so the praetor and his ilk could survive to build another empire, more selfish and deceitful than the last, succession upon succession of overindulged parasites feeding on the toil of others. He rubbed his forehead, knowing he was right, knowing also that he would carry out the mission to the best of his ability. There were innocent lives at stake, too, and if he saved one of those, it would be enough. The Centurion rose as Stallone backed from the praetor's audience chamber. "The ship awaits, Commander," she began. But Stallone turned abruptly and strode angrily down the corridor. The Centurion had to run to keep up with